continuing our conversation this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. You know, we come down here every single Saturday morning. If you know where the studio is, you'll always know if we are in studio or on remote. Like last week, we were out at Pella. Parking lot was empty. When we're here doing the broadcast, looks like a Sanderson Ford parking lot outside. Whether it's I'm driving my F-150 or my 250, depending on what I've got going on after the broadcast, Rosie's Raptor, Jennifer's Expedition, Gary's Expedition, or Explorer.
Escape Hybrid,
mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's okay.
You know, Explore, Escape, Expedition, they've got so many options of what would you call that?
Of the
E-words. Sedan.
The E-words.
A mid-size, an SUV.
Yeah.
You can find them all at Sanderson Ford. And then if you're the Lincoln, I understand from a family member who's driven a Lincoln, those are SUV makes Cadillac look like old school.
He's very comfortable in that, what do they call it, the Lincoln Navigator?
The Navigator, my.
I guess it's got every possible option on it in the world. And even Mimi, Jennifer's mom, driving her MKX. I mean, I love it when she's at the house and we need to run for something. I don't even take my Raptor. If she's there and the keys are in that MKX, I take that little MKX. That is a fun, just neat little car. All our family vehicles are from one dealer, the number one award-winning dealer in all of America. And they're located right here in Arizona in Glendale on 51st Avenue.
If car buying's on your to-do this weekend, got to be today. Never open on Sunday. Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue in Glendale, open now. And we're open here at Rosie on the House for you, the Arizona homeowner, whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you've got need a picture or a video to help describe what project you're working on, you can send it there.
That helps a lot. It really does. Pictures are worth 1,000 words.
Our 9 o'clock hour is our on the house hour, where we talk about something specifically on your home, castle, or cabin. And if you look in your home maintenance calendar that we publish every year, you can see our topic of the month is honeydews, and we're things to do around your home, castle, or cabin, little fix-up stuff before the holidays. And it's fire prevention week, which is interesting. The timing-wise, I didn't realize it tied into the Great Chicago Fire, but the...
That's what initiated the ceremony.
The timing's perfect for the holiday season.
It is.
Because you're ahead of the candles and the Christmas trees, which is just like, you know...
Tender.
And... candles and a lot of extra activity in your home. Perfect time to make sure your fire alarms are working. If you have gas in your home, make sure your carbon monoxide detectors are working. And the Great Chicago Fire, it started this all. It's interesting because I never really thought of it this way, but yes. So a lot of, you know, it's a cold climate, so they had barns for their animals, and a lot of them, their houses were built on top of that. But I don't picture wood when I picture Chicago. No, I've never been there.
The forest.
I'll grant you that.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you think of those old world, old cities, it's so much of it was masonry.
Well, the second time. I mean, when you think of some of the great fires in world history, it was masonry was then mandated by code requirements or city council saying, okay, if we're going to rebuild this many buildings packed in this tight, let's do it out of masonry. And on the topic of safe home, what did you think of our little tour of Habitat for Humanity's home yesterday?
Pretty neat.
Boy, you're being stingy there.
Well, I got mixed feelings, you know.
You do?
It's a 3D printed home, and the structure of it is a concrete product. And I love masonry. I love concrete. You know, so it's very fascinating to see that technology. And I think it's a good thing. But part of me, and there was a lot of great architectural things with it, and the look and the style. Is it rammed earth? Is it, you know, what am I looking at? It was very neat. There was just a little piece inside. We're like, you know, where was that skilled mason to set all these concrete blocks, and instead of it, this
being
elaborate machine. So that part of it, well, it's kind of like bittersweet.
You weren't the only one confused. You know, it's a little behind schedule, COVID and other things, but one of their hiccups has been the building permits. You know, the city codes don't recognize it either. It's like, what are we going to do to make sure this is a sound home? So they've had to do lots of figuring out. It was really, really intriguing. So Rosie and I were taking the tour, and Romy had his video camera. He was lost in space looking at all the intriguing components of it.
This is a home that you pour the concrete floor, and then you bring in a very large 3D printer that prints with concrete goo.
and 3/4 inch at a time.
Yes, in layers. And every wall of the house is concrete. Now, if you want to talk about a home safe from the threat of fire, this home would be at the very, very top of the list. It's 2 layers of this concrete on the exterior, separated by, I think they said, 7 inches, which is then filled with foam. So you've got concrete surfaces on the inside, concrete surfaces on the outside, foam insulation on the inside.
And every foot in height, they've got a steel grid system
Durawire
that ties the two together.
Ties it all together. Incredible. And in visiting with the president and CEO of Habitat, Mr. Jason Barlow, he almost dropped me to the floor when he said, Rosie, our vision for this, our motivation for this. I mean, they had to bring a piece of equipment from Germany on a ship.
That got stuck.
It landed in Houston, and then it takes 3 diesel trucks to get the piece of equipment to the building site in Tempe. And Tempe should be acknowledged here. They donated the lots to Habitat for Humanity for this neighborhood to be built in. So hats off to City of Tempe. They bring all this equipment in, and the motivation to go through that, it was 16 months of preparation. And Jason summed it up with this: half the waste, half the cost, half the time. Do you know what that will do for affordable housing? If they can dial this down, half the waste. There was no dumpster on this job site.
I didn't think about this until just now. You know, the Register of Contractors has a 2-year period after you build the home that, you know, it's got to be able to, I don't know the exact standards.
Right, but, to review.
Yeah. What'd you tell me Germany was, 50 years?
Germany is lifetime.
Lifetime. So
lifetime.
They're not going to put something into building practice
that's
not going to be a lifetime build.
That's right.
And I mean, you look at it, you can tell, this concrete is going to be here till a bulldozer takes it down, because nothing else. And something else that was really funny, the lot that it's going on, there's actually four homes.
Four, that's right, four.
And this one's in the middle. My thought was, the poor people that have to live in the other three that aren't this.
I know.
This idea, you're going to be like, man, I got gypped.
Very fortunate family, for sure.
And total curiosity. They have people driving by all the time, so they've decided they're going to make a little QR code when the family does move in, so they don't have people knocking on the door to see it. And you can just drive by and grab that QR code, because it looks very different. They're not going to stucco it.
No,
they're not going to drywall the interior, so you will see the actual printing process. It looks like ribbed concrete.
Hats off to Mark Candelaria, the architect, as well.
And they did, I literally like the entrance on the west side. It's a curved wall, but it's not just curved round. It's like
scalloped.
Yeah, I can't remember what they called it on their website. They had a specific term.
I think Mark threw that in just to challenge him. let's see what this printer can really do.
It was just showing off the...
It really was an incredible experience. And we were out there Friday taking a look at this home to help them commemorate what's happening Monday, October 4th. It's World Habitat Day.
That's right. They want you to shop, donate, or volunteer. There's all kinds of ways you can help.
And you can check it out at Habitat, C-A-Z, for Central Arizona, HabitatCAZ.org. And there's actually a video on there of them 3D printing this house. So you'll get an idea of what size of equipment this requires and the technology involved. It's really pretty incredible. Literally every, I mean, talk about low maintenance. There's no baseboard. The vinyl tile is going to be on top of concrete slab. You've got wood jams going down to the floor to suspend your doors. Virtually everything that you could water mop or sweep or broom, it's concrete. I mean, it just, this house is going to be incredible to live in.
The exception of the roof, right?
The exception of the roof. All once right. you get to once you roof. Get to plate height, you wood truss it and deck it and can build a conventional.
That's in 20 years, though.
Yeah,
concrete roof.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. So thank Habitat Central Arizona enough for allowing us to tour this house. And I think the superintendent was saying they're going to be in sheetrock, which are basically just the lids.
The ceiling and the garage for the fireproofing.
In 30 days. Fire. So they'll be moving people in here pretty soon. Thank you, Habitat Central Arizona, for the tour, for all y'all do. And just Jason's conversation about what Habitat has meant to the entire globe as it pertains to housing over all the years that they've been around. We've been asked for years to support this charity or that charity, and for many, many years we did. We would very, very seldom tell no to anybody. And then we found ourselves about 20 years ago supporting so many different organizations. We opted at that point, you know, we're about housing. Habitat's about housing. Let's make Habitat our focus of all the charitable giving. And Habitat, side by side with St. Vincent de Paul, are the two areas that the Rosie on the House organization chooses to support 100% wholeheartedly in every way we can. So you're talking about fire prevention and fire safety month. If they get this technology of 3D printing homes in all concrete, you don't even need a fire sprinkler system at that point.
Just to see homes go back to concrete and away from stick and stucco is the biggest win in the whole case, in my perspective.
What'd you think? Go. Would it be a quiet house?
Oh yeah.
You're going to have to work on that. You're going to have to work on that with some textiles and some furnishings and some area rugs, but vinyl floor, concrete walls, sheetrock ceilings, you're hard surfaced all the way around.
Yeah. So kids running down the hall, it would echo a little bit like that. So I was thinking from the outside because it's not far from the airport.
That's true.
It got a cathedral style insulation. The inside of the home from the outside, you're not going to hear much of the outside world.